USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Northern California say they are searching for a second suspect believed involved in a mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival late yesterday that left three people dead and at least 15 people injured. This woman says her boss and her boss's husband were among those wounded.
She got shot in the leg, and she's at the hospital in surgery. Her husband got shot three times, and he's in the hospital right now in critical condition.
Police engaged and then shot and killed the gunman, and for now officials say the shooting appears to be a random act of violence. Dan Coats will be leaving his position as the Director of National Intelligence. President Trump confirming Coats' last day overseeing the intelligence community will be August 15th. The president says he's nominating Republican Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to succeed him. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll finds that former Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's testimony before Congress last week didn't change many American minds when it comes to impeaching President Trump. The ABC Ipsos poll released yesterday shows 47% of people surveyed say Mueller's appearance didn't make any difference in whether they support or impose impeachment. Mueller stuck to what he'd written in the 448-page report on his two-year investigation into the Russian interference question. A reward's now being offered for information leading to the arrest of a woman wanted for a series of bank robberies in the Mid-Atlantic. In the past week, the Pink Lady Bandit, they've dubbed her that because she carries a distinctive pink handbag, has robbed banks in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Aden and Hamlet, North Carolina. There's a $10,000 reward out for anyone who helps the FBI catch her, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The White House says it's doing everything necessary to protect the 2020 election from any foreign interference. On CBS's Face the Nation, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney insisted that the Trump administration is taking election security seriously. Asked about U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to allow a vote on a bipartisan election security bill, Mulvaney dismissed the measure as unnecessary, saying the bill is nothing but showmanship. Albert Pujols continues to make baseball history. The Angels first baseman hit his 650th home run on Sunday off Baltimore's Dylan Bundy, becoming the sixth player to reach that plateau. In addition, he becomes just the fourth player with 650 homers and 3,000 hits, joining Hank Aaron, Alex Rodriguez, and Willie Mays. The 38-year-old Pujols is hitting .244 this year with 17 homers in 83 games. He is under contract with the L.A. Angels till 2021. And the basketball jersey former President Barack Obama wore when his school won the Hawaii State Championship is being sold at auction. The white jersey with blue trim has the number 23 on it. A player 3 years behind Obama at Punahou High School in Honolulu says he kept the jersey when he wore it on junior varsity. The high bid is of Saturday afternoon, $26,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.